News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg once again today. It's Monday. That means Malcolm from Bellinger Publishing is our guest. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. It is a beautiful day out there.
It is a beautiful day outside. So did you get to go to Fiesta this last weekend and do anything?
I sort of went to the parade a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reaction?
I mean, it's always fun. Yeah, lots of fun. I'm having a little knee issue, so it's difficult for me to walk too far.
Oh. And
so that was my excuse.
Okay. So you just take your chair out there and
relax
next to the parade route.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sure a lot of people did that. So
yes.
Wonderful. So downtown, you had a chance to look it over. What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, obviously, Palafox Street is on many people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was down there this morning, they haven't opened it for traffic yet, but I think it's open now for traffic.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've had a chance to walk down there.
But I have not yet.
It is.
I've seen it on TV.
It is impressive.
Okay.
Yes. The only thing I think we should consider, and I realize it's going to take a lot of research and speaking to a lot of people, but I wonder if it should be closed to traffic permanently.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, I think that it would make for a better environment. You know, there's a lot of roadside tables and chairs where people eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a natural progression, frankly. Now, I understand many businesses, when it was the idea was originally floated several years ago, were kind of opposed to it. I wonder if conditions have changed. I'm not advocating that we change it without a lot of consultation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's an idea worth looking at.
Okay.
You know, we all know areas where, in New Orleans, where I don't think we should compare with Bourbon Street, but the impact of bringing people down.
Mm-hmm.
Town, I think would be a big plus.
And having just a permanent walkable area for people to shop and go to restaurants. And
yeah. And I've talked before about the traffic issue.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic coming from the west, particularly from NAS in late afternoon.
Sure.
Backs all the way up Spring Street and Jefferson Street now. And, of course, when Palafox Street was open, they backed up all the way up to all the way down Palafox Street to Main Street. Essentially, the traffic is trying to get to 110 and obviously go north. Now, the situation is going to ease when Garden Street opens, if that ever happens. It's going on forever. Because it is... it's an area that you avoid because, you know, they move the lanes around and it can be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
When that's done, traffic will, I think, go down Barrancas and then Garden Street to 110 more than they do now. But even when Garden Street was open, if you tried to cross Balon, Palafox, or Jefferson Street on one of the cross streets,
mm-hmm.
it was... sat there in your car for a long time trying to find an opening.
And so even if you tried to squeeze across to the middle, there's not much of a refuge there for your vehicle.
No. So I think it's, I'm not advocating that we change it. I'm advocating that I think it's worth a look.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask the question.
But overall, you think the improvements are worth the wait?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think they've done a great job. I'm really impressed they did it quickly. On time, in fact, before time.
Mm.
And it looks beautiful. I have no issues. I think it was a great step forward.
Okay.
Again, the pedestrian only, I think, is a great thought. Worth mm-hmm. looking at.
Absolutely. So with the parade, did you notice that obviously took a different parade route this year?
Yeah.
Was there any issues with that, did you notice?
With Mardi Gras, when it was down Jefferson Street, et cetera, it was clearly a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And I only was against my office on the corner of Garden and Jefferson. So I don't know quite what happened elsewhere. But but they adapted very well. Yeah, okay, I think, above all, the city of Pensacola and the people are very adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had fun, and it worked out. It was there was no doubt it was necessary to make the changes to Palafox Street, the flooding at the bottom end there and the ECUA problems and those kind of things needed to be addressed. And so my hat's off to DC and the city council and city staff. I think they've done a great job, reacted very well.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to share about downtown before we move on?
You're aware of the new post office. I don't know if we've talked about that before.
I'm aware of it. Oh, yes. What are they doing with that?
Well, it's I walked down there on Thursday evening to see what the progress is, and I see that they've got many of the PO boxes in, but there were several that weren't in yet, and I couldn't tell if they have actually laid the floor yet. But the original opening date was early June, which obviously is not going to happen.
Right.
But to me, they look at least a couple of weeks away.
Okay.
I've said this before. I said it last week. At the heart of every great city is a great downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And part of a great downtown, I think, is a post office.
Sure.
When you have a vibrant business community downtown, you need a post office.
Mm-hmm.
I think you hate to appear to be critical, but its location, parking, is going to be an issue. There's no doubt about it. I think mm-hmm. there are four, maybe five parking spaces in front of the post office.
Yeah. They'll get snatched up pretty fast.
Well, they're supposed to be for
business
people using the post office.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to police that, because we know exactly what happens when there are free parking spots.
Absolutely.
It's happening now. With the free parking spots, employees use them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think that may be an issue. If it's policed, okay. And in the immediate future, the city parking is free, so it won't be an issue, maybe. I think the mayor said that at least until October, I believe, was the date that there'll be free parking.
Okay.
So it's short term, but long term, it's something that needs to be addressed, because we want to make sure that the post office is used and is a viable downtown addition.
Absolutely. Malcolm from Bellinger Publishing, our guest, 437-1620. If you have any questions, we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020, or at willmaven.com.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand, so shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. And we are talking downtown Pensacola. And during the break there, we did actually have a question come in for you. So let me just, not really a question, more of a comment. And that's from Bruce. And he says, I agree, shut down vehicular traffic. I noticed bicyclists, manual scooters, and even joggers using the road Saturday. Any reaction to that?
I think that's a great point, yes. I was there... Friday evening, and the same thing.
Mm.
It attracted people on bikes, walking with the dog, etc.
Yeah.
The only reason not to do it, or the thing we should consider, is that how does it affect the store owners, store operators on Palafox Street? Is it a plus or a minus?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I can safely say that for restaurants and bars, it's a plus. But for the other retailers, the jewelers, et cetera, jewelry stores, it may or may not be a good thing. That is something I think has to be worked out. At the same time, we have to think about the streets to the east and the west. How do we make it easy for people to park and walk onto Palafox Street?
Mm-hmm.
There's a natural thoroughfare with the breezeways and, of course, the cross streets. So we just need to find a way that a customer who wants to go, for instance, to a jeweler's trade shop, that they park very close by and walk. Now, I know in the past most of the stores have had a way to validate the parking ticket, mm-hmm. Parking voucher. So there's a lot of things I think we can consider, but excuse me. But I think it's well worth just taking a look. I think it makes sense.
Yeah, his comment about scooters was kind of interesting too, because I think part of the reason that they got rid of the e-bikes was because people were being unsafe, and having scooters down there, as long as people are being safe and respectful and doing things responsibly.
You know how much I hated those darn things. I think they're a blight on downtown, wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
If in a perfect world, yes, but it's an imperfect world. And they run traffic lights. They don't stop at stop signs. They're right on the pavement. On the sidewalk, they're just a total nuisance in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think they should all be licensed and made to go on the street and observe traffic laws just like the rest of us, personal opinion.
Depending on how big of a problem it becomes, we'll have to see what the city does about that aspect
of
it.
Well, so. The scooters now are all private.
Right.
So there's not too much you can do, I guess, to ban those. But you can license them. You can make it, create a framework.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll move on. And Downtown Crowd, it's out.
Yes, Downtown Crowd is out.
It's available at BallingerPublishing.com.
Yes, and an article on page 16, something, as you know, is very close to my heart, is beer. And it's Pouring It Forward. It's the craft beer festival at the Fish House.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that.
June 20th. So you got lots of time to get it on your calendar. But it's a fun event. You can taste all kinds of different craft beers and exotic beers. It's just a fun afternoon.
Mm-hmm. What kind of beer is your favorite usually?
I'd like an IPA.
Okay.
I think we've talked about this before. I think one of the greatest drinks on a warm day is a shandy, which is 50% some sort of beer, be it Yuengling or be it a lager.
Lagers usually, yeah.
Yeah, and 50% lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes good, and it is so refreshing.
Yes, it is.
On a warm afternoon or evening.
Yeah. I like my lagers. I like my ambers. But the shandies are really good, too.
Yeah, I love dark beer. Of course, Guinness is always good. But a brown ale, Newcastle brown ale. Mm. Have you ever tried that?
I don't think I have.
It's available, I think, at some bars in town. I haven't seen it lately, but it's Newcastle brown ale.
Okay.
It's an amber, mm-hmm. sort of an amber beer.
Well, there's a lot of fantastic brewers that are going to be part of this. I don't, there's a lot of them here, and I don't want to play favorites, but there's a lot of them that are mentioned. And so, like Malcolm said, BellingerPublishing.com, Downtown Crowd, page 16. You can definitely check out who's all going to be there.
Now, I'm going to turn to page 18.
Okay.
One of the greatest features about downtown is, of course, our history. And the Sanger Theater, which I think has been there now, 100 years?
100 years, yeah. They just celebrated their anniversary.
It was in 1925.
Mm-hmm.
Such a magnificent theater. It serves as a performing center for opera, symphony, children's chorus, ballet, Broadway shows, traveling shows, etc. There always seems to be something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this year in July is the classic movie series.
They got some great classic movies.
Yes.
Just from what I'm looking at here.
The connection is that they're all John Williams connected.
Oh, that makes sense.
Soundtracks.
Yeah.
Jaws, E.T., Jurassic Park, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it's going to be pretty magnificent in a great old theater with incredible acoustics.
I should think so, yeah.
To watch those mm-hmm. movies.
So is it going to be additional? Well, I do see additional titles there, actually, now that I'm looking at the page a little bit more closely here. So we also have, I got to zoom in. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Catch Me If You Can. Looks like there's a biopic about President Lincoln as well. So they're going to have some really cool movies coming throughout the month of July, you said.
Yes, the first one, we're giving you plenty of warning. July 26 is Jaws, the classic mm-hmm. Jaws, which is very kind of in the news right now. Sharks seem to be biting people all around
yeah.
the coast.
And I think Jaws just celebrated an anniversary of some sort, too.
Was it 50 years or more?
Something like that.
Yeah.
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 It's actually amazing that they made more than one, because Steven Spielberg said he had a real tough time with the first one. But made a lot of money, so they made a new one.
Of course.
Yeah. But that's really cool that the singer is going to be doing that. Where can people get information on that?
Yes, so that's July into August, the John Williams connected movies, and as you say, Catch Me If You Can, Lincoln. I don't think I've seen that movie, Lincoln.
That's actually really good. I have seen that one. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
When Pensacola Sports plays, everyone wins. For over 70 years, Pensacola Sports has been in the game, creating, recruiting, hosting, and supporting amateur, collegiate, and professional events that make the Pensacola area a premier sports destination. Every event, every electrifying moment drives real economic impact and delivers top-tier competition that elevates our quality of life. This is more than sports. This is Pensacola's game. Pensacola Sports, the team behind the biggest moments. Learn more at pensacolasports.org.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing ABC at the Fish House, featuring Rollins Distillery, Juneteenth at Five Sisters, Beer Festival, Father's Day, and Dinner with Strings Attached at Jackson Steakhouse, featuring the Pensacola Symphony, all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With website visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called website visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm PJ. In the studio with me right now is Malcolm from Bellinger Publishing, 437-1620, if you have any comments or questions for him. Talking about the latest edition of Downtown Crowd, we also have a special thing in here for pets.
Yes, page 8 is the announcement about our annual pet contest. We've talked about it for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Meg and I sort of mused over what exotic pets we may get. And so I'm pleased to announce that we actually had a snake entry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was thinking furry and cute, but they went the other way.
Well, I guess snakes can be cute if you.
I suppose the right person.
Yeah, but we talked about maybe an elephant or a horse or kangaroo. I guess mm-hmm. could be. Who knows?
Could be a cow.
Yeah, but we have lots and lots of cat and dog entries. Of course,
obviously, yes.
One. You still have until June 15th to snap a picture of your pet in a cute situation.
Mm-hmm.
No owners, just the pet. Got to focus on the pet.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny as part of the rule. And it's an actual rule, so don't break the rule. It says people are not allowed to be in the photo, only the pet.
Yes.
I mean, that's laying down the law.
And again, it can be posed, or if you just sort of catch your pet in an unguarded moment, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a QR code in Downtown Crowd for people to scan, but they can also get the information at BellingerPublishing.com.
Still time to enter, June 15th.
All right. Malcolm, I always appreciate seeing you.
Always good to see you.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Bye.